reconvene the July 2018 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. At this time, we'll take item number, offenders first. We'll take item number 11. Okay. License status review. Good afternoon. How are you? First person is Richard Stockwell.
Yes.
Stockwell here? Mr. Stockwell comes not. All right. Thank you. Twice called, comes not. Proceed.
Mr. Richard Stockwell, he has two new convictions, possession of uncold oysters, 10 quarts, date of offense, April 13th, 2018, date of conviction, May 21st, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott, and possession of uncold oysters, 8 quarts, date of offense, February 21st, 2018, date of conviction, March 26th, 2018, Officer Case C. Springfield. Here are Mr. Stockwell's 2018 and 2017 licenses and permits, as well as his previous conviction. The suggested sanction is highlighted in red. And the Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in a six-month revocation of all shellfish licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission revoke Mr. Stockwell's Commission-issued shellfish licenses for a period of 6 months from the date of this Commission meeting, July 24, 2018, through January 23, 2019. The Code of Virginia also allows the Commission to prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any Mr. Stockwell's shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Okay, I see where Mr. Stockwell was personally served by MPO Kenneth Freeman on July the 3rd, 2018, which is at least 10 days prior to the Commission. At this juncture, he's not here. What's the pleasure of the Commission?
I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation. Second. Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Next one, Mr. Austin Van Zandt.
Mr. Austin Van Zandt.
Is he present? Can you come forward, sir? You can stand right there. It'll be fine. Thank you. Proceed.
He has two new convictions, possession of uncold oysters, 10 quarts, date of offense, April 13th, 2018, date of conviction, May 21st, 2018, Officer Brian Elliott, and possession of uncold oysters, 8 quarts, date of offense, February 21st, 2018, date of conviction, March 26th, 2018, Officer Case C. Springfield. And these are his 2018-2017 licenses and permits. And his previous conviction.
Okay.
In the table. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in a six-month revocation of all shellfish licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission revoked Mr. Van Zandt's Commission-issued shellfish licenses for a period of 6 months from the date of this Commission meeting, July 24, 2018, through January 23, 2019. The Code of Virginia also allows the Commission to prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any Mr. Van Zandt's shellfish-issued shellfish licenses during this revocation period.
Okay. So are the officers present? I'll come forward, please. Y'all weren't here earlier today, were you, when you were sworn in? Any officer that's going to testify in these proceedings, would you please stand, raise your right hand, and be sworn? You solemnly swear a testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay. Who was the first officer? Officer Elliott?
The way she ran it off, he was the first, but by time, I think I was the second.
Go ahead, Mr. Springfield, you go first.
Yes, sir. On 2/22/18, I was checking commercial oyster vessels at the Minchville Marina when a vessel came to the dock with Virginia registration 41-1 Boy John. The captain of the vessel was Mr. Van Zant to my right. On looking at the oysters, it appears several of the oysters were undersized and there were several shells mixed in. I decided to cull the vessel according to regulation. In culling the vessel, I found 8 quarts of shells and small oysters. I issued Mr. Van Zant a summons for possession of pre-culled oysters. The oysters were planted in the sanctuary, and the case was set for New Pernuse Criminal Court on 3/26/18 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. Van Zant prepaid and was fined $150 plus court cost prior to the court date. He was cooperative during the entire procedure.
Okay, thank you. Officer Elliott, you proceed, please.
Yes, sir. On August 13, 2018, at approximately 9:30, I was on routine patrol, mouth of the Warwick River, in the waters of the Commonwealth. I noticed a vessel that was harvesting oysters and approached the vessel. The vessel was bearing Virginia registration VA-4111, Boy George, or Boy Juliet, was occupied 2 times, and to which one of the 2 on board was Austin Van Zant. I informed Mr. Van Zant that I was going to be culling his oysters. After culling the oysters, I found 10 quarts, which was 6 quarts over the maximum of the 4 quarts. Mr. Van Zant was then issued a summons for the possession of unculled oysters, and he was very cooperative.
Okay. Mr. Van Zant, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony should give you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you have any questions of the officers? Okay. You come up here and address the commission.
The first ticket I had when he got me drudging in Minchville, that was a new boat, new man. You know, I'm just getting used to it, so I could have done a better job calling those oysters, I believe. But the second ticket, I was shaft tonguing, and I had the same man aboard me. And I was on the washboard all day, so I don't know what's been thrown in the box. And I, believe me, I was trying to take it easy because we already had one. I did not want a second one. That's just about all. I got no excuses.
All right, members of the commission, have any questions? Is this the first time he's been before the commission? I can't see. Who can answer that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I got a question.
Mr. Zedrin.
Do you take and check and see if these guys know what they're doing?
Obviously, I asked too late, I guess.
I mean, but so you don't ask?
If you find somebody at the car, normally you just assume that, you know, they got experience.
You know better than that now, right?
Whether it's good or bad experience.
Okay.
Y'all said he was very cooperative.
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Mr. France?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion. Mr. Van Zant was very cooperative with the police, and he did show up for this hearing, and he admits, even though it may be the color, but he's responsible.
Right.
And I think that has a lot of bearing on our decision today. I'd like to make a motion for 2 years probation.
I second that.
Okay. Motion made for probation 2 years by Mr. France, second by Mr. Minor. You understand if you come in within 2 years, the 6 months is likely to be imposed and further sanctions as well. Could be worse. Okay? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. And for what it's worth, and you can spread the word if you want, the reason that you likely got the break, as Mr. France said, was your cooperative attitude. So, and don't mess up again. Thanks. Joseph Jett.
There was a reorder, so. Next is Jesse Marsh. I reordered the last 2.
Okay, then proceed.
Okay, Commissioner.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
I would like to recuse myself from this part of the hearing.
Okay, would you do me a favor?
Mr. Marsh.
Yes, ma'am. That way we'll make sure that all is good to go, and we'll call you just as soon. Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. Jesse Marsh, he has 2 new convictions, theft of oysters, date of offense, January 13th, 2018, date of conviction, April 23rd, 2018, Officer Alexander Tucker, and no aquaculture harvester's permit, date of offense, January 13th, 2018, date of conviction, February 14th, 2018, Officer Alexander Tucker. Here are his 2018-2017 licenses and permits, and he has no previous convictions. Sanction table. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of illegally harvesting oysters or clams from private lease grounds within a two-year period should result in at least a three-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Marsh on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this Commission meeting, July 24, 2018 through July 23, 2021. Any failure of Mr. Marsh to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the three-year probation will result in Mr. Marsh appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Officer. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. On Saturday, January 13, 2018, while checking oysters in Watch Brig, I observed a vessel traveling past the town boat ramp that had several bushels of oysters on board. I returned to the dock several minutes later, where I made contact and found the operator and sole person on board to be Jesse Marsh, standing here today. I requested a tag for the six bushels of oysters that he did have on the vessel, at which time he produced a harvester's tag listing the oysters as harvested from private grounds. When I requested to see his aquaculture harvester's permit, he could not produce one and stated that he did not know such permit was required to work private grounds. When questioned as to whose grounds the oysters were harvested from, Marsh stated they came from Mr. Darrell Hurley, Jr.'s, and that he had permission to use those grounds from time to time. I issued a uniform summons that day for harvesting oysters without a aquaculture harvester's permit and released Mr. Marsh. Later that day, Officer Drummond and myself spoke to Mr. Hurley to make sure that Mr. Marsh did, in fact, have permission to use his grounds. At this time, Hurley advised that at no time had Marsh ever had permission to be on the grounds by himself or anyone else. On Sunday, January the 14th, 2018, Officer Drummond and I went to Mr. Marsh's residence to speak with him in reference to this matter. Marsh was not home that day. However, I did speak with him on the phone, and when questioned whether he truly had permission to be on Hurley's grounds, he stated that he did not have, or that he did have permission. And the only reason Hurley was changing his story was because he was under investigation by this agency. As of this date, I'm unaware of any investigation that Mr. Hurley was under at that time. After several minutes of trying to get Mr. Marsh to be honest, he stated that he felt he was being harassed and that if I had any more questions, I could obtain a warrant and speak with his attorney. Later that day, I went with Officer Drummond to interview Tim Gorman, the buyer of the oysters that Marsh had sold or had landed the day before that are in question. Gorman advised that he had no idea the oysters had been stolen, and if he had known that, he would not have purchased them. Mr. Gorman did produce a receipt made out to Jesse Marsh in the amount of $275 on the day before and still had the oysters in cold storage. Marsh had repacked six bushels from the baskets that they were landed in into 11 100-count bags and retagged them as being harvested from private grounds. On Monday, January the 15th, I spoke to a magistrate and obtained a felony warrant for grand larceny against Mr. Marsh. Later that day, I found him at his residence in Exmoor, read him his Miranda rights, and placed him under arrest with two Virginia State Troopers. Mr. Marsh was transported to the Eastern Shore Regional Jail by the state troopers that were with me that day. Once inside, he became very aggravated and kept stating that he was being harassed and that he did have permission to be on Hurley's grounds. He also stated that he had proof of permission on his phone but would not produce it to me when I asked, and advised that he was going to make me look like a fool in front of the court later on. I advised him that if he could show me the proof he had permission to be on the grounds, that he would be released immediately and there would be no further consequences and everything would start anew as if nothing had ever happened. Marsh stated that he had proof in his possession but was going to save it for court where he could make me look like a fool in front of the judge. He was committed to jail that day on a $1,000 secured bond. A few days after his release, a painted sign appeared in Marsh's front yard. I believe the copy of that photograph was placed in y'all's packets. Very visible to all passing traffic that read VMRC, Very Mentally Restricted Commission. On April 23, 2018, Marsh appeared before the Accomack County General District Court with his attorney for the charges listed above. An agreement was reached between the Assistant Commonwealth Attorney, Marsh's attorney, and myself that the Commonwealth would drop the felony to a misdemeanor and Marsh would enter an Alford plea. Marsh was also found guilty of harvesting oysters without an aquaculture harvester's permit. Marsh was sentenced to 6 months and 4 days in jail with 6 months suspended, ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $275 to Darrell Hurley Jr. and fined $100 for the permit violation.
Thank you. Any questions of the officer or members of the commission? Thank you, officer. Please raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except you, God.
Yes,
sir. Come forward, please. State your name for the record, please.
Jesse Marsh.
Okay.
If I could give you a background on the story, I don't know how it works over here, but over there there's a lot of he said, she said, interrogate, intimidate is their MO when they come on the boat. He accused me of throwing bushels over the side before I could even tie it up. It was right after all the ice we had. I don't know if y'all remember, it was about a week where no one could get out. I had oysters I needed to get up from before in December, which were legally harvested on public ground. But when he was at the dock, you know, I got in a rush. I saw him. I wrote out my tag. You know, these guys are talking to me. They question you. Go on and on. I mean, it's freezing cold. I just told him I got off my friend's ground because I wanted to hop in the truck and get warm. I mean, he's got snot dripping all over the paperwork. It's freezing out there. Next thing I know, these guys are calling me, telling me that my friend didn't give me permission to go on his ground when I've had permission for a long time. I call my friend up, and he tells me that he's upset with me because the boat I was on didn't sell to him in the Rappahannock this year. He sells oysters over there by Tom and Kellum. He has his own truck and stuff. So that was a kind of backstab there. But this officer's commanding officer, David Drummond, has come to my house the previous year and accused me of going up in rivers with a canoe and getting oysters off of Bayside and telling me has me on video. I know it's not true, so I just told him, you know, to leave and get out of the house. And when these guys come to your house and pull you out from your family and throw you in jail, it's like, what else can you do? Every time you talk to them, they throw you in jail. Or, they charge me with a felony. In Virginia, it has to be $300. He just said it's $275. Why do you do that? So I would admit to being on someone else's ground, and they have a conviction.
Sir, obviously you don't know the law. Larceny was raised to $500 effective July 1st. Prior to that, it was 200 or 250?
200.
Right, 200.
Means, sir,
I'm talking. So, therefore, if you're going to state a fact about the officer not knowing the law, I would think it would behoove you to know the law before you start making those assertions. You can proceed.
Made the assertion he's abusing the law, sir, not that he doesn't know the law. When you use a conviction, he knows they come off of public ground. He was willingly convicted me of stealing. As it says on paper, I'm a thief now because he already knew it was on public ground because he came to me after he arrested me and he just said and tried to get me to admit to being on public ground. But why would I talk to him when he's already thrown me in jail?
I can't answer that question. Any questions of Mr. Marsh by members of the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Are you chewing gum?
Yes, sir.
You want to take it out? You and your attorney made a deal with the Commonwealth attorney, and on the warrant it says steal property valued at $200 or more and belonging to Darrell Hurley. Did you read your warrant?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did you, after discussing this with your attorney and he with the Commonwealth attorney or assistant Commonwealth attorney, plead guilty to petty larceny, which is the theft of oysters?
Yes, sir, but the guilty plea is called an Alford plea, which maintains my innocence through the plea. He thought that was the best course of action rather than I don't have a lot of money to go to court for a felony charge, Your Honor. So a couple of days in jail seemed better than a felony charge.
Have you paid your fines and costs?
Yes, sir.
No further questions.
Any other questions by members of the commission? I just have one. Did you put that sign up out in the front yard?
Yes, sir, I did.
The matter is before this mentally restricted commission. Mr. Zedrin?
I think we've seen, you know, people who are honest to come before this board and, you know, recognize and accept responsibility for their actions. And I think the commission has done a good job reading that. And also, we've seen the difference between how they treat our officers, and now, in this case, we even see how they characterize us. And so, I I disagree with the staff recommendation. And you know, honesty, I mean, you heard the officer testify. I mean, he gave this gentleman every opportunity to come forward and tell the truth. But he maintains that, no, you know, he's not guilty. And so my motion is to revoke his licenses for a year.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Who's the second? Dr. Neal, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Thank you. Jamie, can you see if, Randy, can you see if Ms. Lusk is there? She'd ask her to come back in. We're on Joseph Jett now?
Yes.
Okay. Joseph Jett, you can come forward. Proceed.
Okay. Mr. Jett has two new convictions, having possession of uncold oysters, approximately 8 quarts. Date of offense, November 2nd, 2017. Date of conviction, March 19th, 2018. Officer Austin Brown. And second, having possession uncold oysters. Date of offense, January 19th, 2017. Date of conviction, February 8th, 2017. Officer Austin Brown. Here are his 2018-2017 licenses and permits. And he has no previous conviction. Sanction table highlighted. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one calling conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. Mr. Jett did have a second calling violation, but it did not meet the guidelines for sanctions. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Jett on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, July 24th, 2018 through July 23rd, 2019. Any failure of Mr. Jett to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Jett appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Thank you. Any questions, staff? Thank you. Officer?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
First charge I'm going to speak about is in Gloucester County in January 2017. I was conducting oyster inspections at the York River Yacht Haven, which is where the buyer buys the oysters from the waterman. A vessel approached the dock, being captained by Mr. Jett, standing to my right. I selected a basket at random and began culling the oysters. Mr. Jett was accompanied by two other people, to the best of my memory. The first violation was over the 4 quart measure, approximately 5 quarts, and Mr. Jett and the others were summoned for uncold oysters. The second violation was in the Rappahannock Area 1 on November 2nd. Mr. Jett was again captaining a boat, fishing vessel Kimberly C. I selected a basket at random while conducting the oyster inspection. Mr. Jett reached into my certified tub and threw a dead oyster over what we call a mud box. After finishing the inspection, I found approximately 2 cans of oysters, which is 8 quarts. I issued Mr. Jett a summons for impeding oyster inspection and possession of uncold oysters. There was a plea agreement in Middlesex County to null price the impeding oyster inspection and a guilty on the uncold oysters.
Any questions there, officer? After the yes, sir, Mr. France.
What was Mr. Jett's demeanor?
He was very polite and cooperative.
Further questions? Thanks, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, all truth, none but the truth, except of God. Do you have any questions of the officer?
Yes, sir.
Come up. Come to the podium.
Prior to the ticket that you gave me in New York, did you check me a few days before that?
I did not. A fellow officer did.
And I was okay?
I believe so.
I was okay. Okay. Okay, and the fellow that was calling the orchards that got me the 2 tickets, and I fired him. He's off the boat now, right?
That's correct.
The dude that was on the boat, Mr. Croswell, in which each time that I got the ticket, Mr. Croswell was on the boat. But before, I got called several times, Mr. Crosswell wasn't on the boat. There was no problem.
Right, do you have any more questions of the officer?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. Proceed.
Okay. Yep. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm very ashamed to be here. I don't know what to say. I am ashamed. I apologize. And it's ruining my reputation because I'm not like this. And I want to do things by the book. I want to do things straight. And Mr. Brown told me to get the Crosswell boy off the boat, and he's gone. He's no longer on the boat. Will no longer be on the boat. And I have a new man now that I've been training for the last year, and he's been doing pretty good. Mr. Brown said he's been doing well. And if things go right, like they should go, and hopefully none of this will happen anymore.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Jett by members of the commission? Certainly a breath of fresh air. Matters before the commission. Mr. France.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to... for 2 years probation.
Second.
Mr. Jett has been cooperative. The officer said he was cooperative. He's admitted what he's done wrong and taken measures to take care of the problem, and hopefully he won't be before us anymore.
Okay, motion made by Mr. French, 2 year probation. Second by Mr. Second. Minor. Further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Staff recommended 1 year probation.
I know. Yeah, but. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
I'm a no.
I'm sorry?
I'm a no.
Dr. Neal's a no.
Yeah.
All right. Please be careful. You're on probation for 2 years, and again, your demeanor and the method upon which you approach the commission and the officer sure does speak volumes. So thank you very much
thank
for your cooperation.
I'm on the board. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much.
Thank you. Just watch it, Cole guy.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Keep going.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.